Relaxation Technique 9 Hypnosis. Types of hypnosis and a description of the basic technique. There are many variations of hypnosis, and the technique has other uses besides relaxation. There are also many theories, descriptions, diverse views on what hypnosis is and how it works. I am providing my description below. Hypnosis is a high degree of focused concentration, without analytical thinking, which is usually coupled with a deeply relaxed state. The focus concentration is on an information source, which can be a hypnotist, a sound recording, a video, or even yourself with self-hypnosis. The information source provides instructions or orders. The hypnotized person follows the instructions or orders of the information source, without evaluations, without analyzing, and without any extraneous thinking. This generally holds true for a person that is at least in a moderately deep hypnotic state, and when the instructions or orders are reasonable. For example, if impossible or obvious destructive or potentially dangerous instructions are given, the hypnotized subject generally will not obey. Hypnotized subjects are not unconscious, and analytical evaluations can be switched on if confronted with highly inappropriate or dangerous orders. The hypnotized person is essentially voluntarily focusing his concentration and following instructions of the information source without analytical thinking. There are people and sources of information on hypnosis that would disagree with my description of the concept. Some believe that there are supernatural forces, the unconscious mind, or specific brainwave states that are always associated with hypnosis. Whether or not any of these beliefs have any validity is not important for the practical application of hypnosis. How are people hypnotized? The above suggests the question, how are people put into a hypnotic state? The answer is with a hypnotic induction consisting of a set of instructions that the hypnotized subject voluntarily follows. The instructions in the hypnotic induction relate to obtaining a high degree of focused concentration on the information source hypnotist, without analytical thinking. The instructions also usually relate to relaxation, such as close your eyes, and relax deeper and deeper. The process of sitting still and concentrating on the information source, by itself will usually result in a deeply relaxed state. Self-hypnosis. Another variation of the technique is self-hypnosis. This involves hypnotizing yourself with a series of suggestions. The suggestions can involve verbalizations and visualizations, fantasies that you find pleasant and relaxing. The fantasy is progressively increased in a series of stages that relate to a deeper and deeper state of concentration and relaxation. There are books and tapes, and instructions on the internet that provide detailed information on self-hypnosis. See the internet videos and websites below. Hypnosis with sound recordings or videos. Another variation of hypnosis involves a sound recording, or a video. This is probably the easiest and most economical way to learn and utilize hypnosis. This can involve a set of hypnotic instructions that were recorded by a hypnotist, or by you. It is possible to make your own hypnotic recordings that relate to your specific preferences and goals. However, there are many types of hypnotic recordings and videos available on the internet, some of which are free. See the list of internet videos that are hyperlinked to this chapter at the end of this section. How to use hypnosis successfully. Hypnosis is generally most effective when it is used to help people practice and carry out steps that relate to their goals. Hypnosis is generally not an alternative way of obtaining an objective. For example, if you have a hypnotist tell you that you will be relaxed when speaking in front of an audience, you will probably not succeed. This is called a post-hypnotic suggestion, and by itself it will usually not lead to success. If you are in fact more relaxed in front of an audience, because of a post-hypnotic suggestion, the results will be temporary. With this example, to become more relaxed, you would have to practice relaxation techniques, or self-hypnosis, while speaking in front of an audience. If you practice this extensively over a period of time, you almost certainly will eventually be more relaxed when speaking in front of an audience. Post-hypnotic suggestions and other hypnotic techniques are very useful when they reinforce the actions and practice needed to obtain a goal. That is, the idea is to practice on an ongoing basis with the aid of hypnosis, relaxing in environments where you are usually nervous. Giving yourself hypnotic suggestions throughout the day when you are faced with anxiety-provoking situations can be quite helpful. This involves ongoing practice, where you give yourself relaxing thoughts when you are faced with anxiety or anger-provoking situations. This can involve relaxing imagery, as well as relaxing words. This should ideally be coupled with a realistic assessment of the anxiety-provoking situation. This can involve asking yourself how bad is a situation? Is it really important? Will it have any significance tomorrow, next week, next month, next year? If it does not, you may be overreacting with nervousness, anxiety, or anger. Hypnosis can help reduce this overreaction, especially if it is coupled with the understanding that your responses are overreactions. However, if you are dealing with a critical situation, and you are not overreacting, you can use hypnotic suggestions to focus your nervous energy on dealing with the problem in an optimized way. For demonstrations and precise instructions on learning and utilizing hypnosis, consult the following list of internet videos and websites. Hyperlinks to internet videos on hypnosis. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.